to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 135 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hey guys, how's it going? And welcome back to the show. On tonight's show, we're going to discuss some of the quiet places in the parks where you can kind of get away and relax for a little while. You know, when you do those full days at the park, it gets a little hectic. Well, we always like to try and find these places where you don't have to actually go all the way back to your hotel to find a little peace and quiet. Maybe get the family back together again, collect your thoughts, and get ready for the rest of the day at the park. On tonight's show, we've got actually four co-hosts, so we're pretty psyched about that. Let's introduce everybody and start out with Jen. Hey, Jen, how's it going?
Good. How are you doing tonight?
Very good. Hey, that was a great interview you and Sam had last week with Jim Perkins.
Jim was such a fun person to talk to, and I'm excited about tonight's topic too, though, one of my favorites.
Oh, awesome. Rest. Awesome. I know, right? Exactly. Okay, well, thanks for being with us. And we also have Charlotte. Charlotte, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Ed. How are you?
Very good.
Wonderful.
Very good. And we also have Jimmy. Jimmy, what's going on?
What is happening? I am excited to be here. I'm excited about this topic.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Now, this is the type of topic where you really don't even think about it. And it's a matter of you just know where these places are. And you kind of gravitate toward them when you need the quiet. So we'll figure to go park by park, and we'll kind of go land by land and talk about some of these locations. What park do you want to start at? Anybody want to throw one out there?
We'll start at the beginning.
Magic Kingdom. Yeah, I'm with you.
Awesome. Okay, Magic Kingdom. And the Magic Kingdom itself actually is a great location because we have the Magic Kingdom resorts, we have the monorail, we have a lot of boats. And okay, so let's start with Main Street. One of the places I find on Main Street that's actually a very, very quiet location that you really can't believe how quiet it is until you try it out is a little side street halfway down Main Street on the right.
That's my favorite.
One of the places they take you on the tour is to that little street, and it is not that far off the main street, but
world
for some
away.
Reason, it is exactly.
So the other cool thing I like about it back there, that it's a quiet place to just go sit, and there's some benches back there. But there's also some great theming back there. If you listen closely, you can hear, you know, if you look up, there's a ballet. There's one window that says ballet lessons, and you can, or tap lessons, and you can hear the tap dancers. And there's one that says singing lessons, and you can hear them singing up there. So, and it doesn't happen often enough where it's irritating. It's almost like a little treat. So that is a great place.
I think people are just rushing by. I mean, in general, we know as people who are fortunate enough to visit more often than maybe the person who's going once in a lifetime or a couple times, the general consensus among Disney nerds is that you can take time to smell the roses, you know, so to speak. And for so many people, they are just busting through the park. And even people who might eventually slow down, I just feel like Main Street feels like a runway to people. And so that side street is a detour that doesn't really get to anything except for, you know, the side entrance of Uptown Jewelers or whatever that is. But it doesn't go anywhere. It's a dead end, basically. And so if you're just trying to make your way down Main Street, it's the last thing you want to do.
I will also,
so that's great.
I will also say that is a great place to just kind of sit and wait for the parade. And because the street's there, even if you're not the first, like, everywhere else along Main Street, you only have so much sidewalk room. But there, mm-hmm. you can be 10 feet back off the street and still watch the parade perfectly. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, sure. Sure. Now, what used to be in that location, and I don't see it anymore, was a little bit of retail where they would sell either flowers, the paper flowers, or there'd be someone in there cutting the silhouette pictures of people and things like that.
I don't think it's there anymore.
No. No, I agree. I don't think it is either. But it was kind of cool because it was fashioned like the street type of wares and things like that, on a cart being pushed and things.
Right.
So, again, theming was
You may
awesome.
See a balloon sale. You know, one of the people with balloons kind of off of Main Street a little bit right there in that little, mm-hmm. you know. But I don't think the carts are there anymore.
It's a great place to also meet up if you are separated from people and you're, all right, we're meeting to leave at 11 p.m. instead of meeting on Main Street. You know, Main Street is a pretty big street. So direct them to that little alleyway, and that's a great place to meet up and kind of be off of to the side as well.
It's interesting you say that because the other day, me and Ed's been going over, like, for the October trip, thinking about where we could do a scavenger hunt. And when I thought Main Street, when I thought Magic Kingdom, I'm like, that would probably be the perfect place to have everyone meet to start.
Yeah.
That's actually where we met for a scavenger hunt a
few
years back.
So there you go.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. And I tell you what, we're going to keep on walking down Main Street, and we're going to go to the place that is going to be the end of the scavenger hunt we're going to do in the Magic Kingdom. Is we're going to have everybody meet us over at the old noodle station over at the Tomorrowland Terrace.
Yep.
Now, that's down at the end of Main Street to the right. It's the little shortcut that'll take you to Tomorrowland. And usually during the daytime and most of the nighttime is when it's not too crowded, that entire area is closed up until they have the dessert party for the fireworks. Now, the thing that's going to happen in the future, it sounds like, is they're going to be using that hub area for that dessert party. So I'm not sure exactly how this is going to turn out down there.
So one of the things about that area, and you're right, but when you're walking through there, just the bottom section, if you were headed from Main Street to Tomorrowland, just the area on your left is used for the dessert party. But there's another seating area to your right, which is more like if you were going to go to the quick service restaurant or near the bathrooms. There's another seating area right there, and I don't think they use that for the dessert party.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You just can't see fireworks from in there. But, again, we're talking the nice, quiet area. This is a perfect area.
Mm-hmm.
If you brought food in the park with you, this would be an awesome place to kind of just sit down and eat.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, let's keep on walking into Tomorrowland. And just if you have anything that you want to bring up as we go through land to land. Now, I tell you what, we in the beginning discussed whether or not we're going to use attractions for a relaxing, quiet wait, and we kind of decided no. However, there are a lot of different things you can go into. One of the ones we're talking, maybe Hall of Presidents. And in Tomorrowland, we're going to have to maybe put that rule aside just for the one attraction. And anybody want to take a guess what I'm talking about?
For the People Mover?
Alien Encounter?
Yeah, yep.
Oh. The People Mover, definitely.
Okay, not Carousel of Progress?
No, that's not a bad one either.
Not a bad one, but
It's never full. And it is a good 20 minutes of just sitting there relaxing in air conditioning. And perhaps.
The People Mover
definitely.
Yeah.
I was going to say, no, the People Mover is a great way to waste time, relax. And if it's not a crowded time of year, you can just ask the cast member when you get done with the ride, can I just go again? 9 times out of 10, they say, go for it. And you just stay on.
You know, I never knew you could do that. I wondered about that, but I never knew if you asked if they just let you stay on.
It can't hurt to ask those type of things.
Yeah.
You just don't be a real pain in the ass about it.
Right.
A smile will get you a lot more than a snarl.
Sure.
But
you can't make me get off.
One day, it was a very, very calm day, Labor Day week a few years back, and it was so hot, and I was just I just could not move anymore. I was tired, and my daughter was tired, so we went and we got on the People Mover, and we went through 6 times on the People Mover.
Oh, wow, nice.
Just let us keep riding and riding, and he's like, you ready to get off yet? And I'm like, no. Is it okay? And he's like, you keep on. And it really, I mean, it was a wonderful, rejuvenating moment because we both were just, you know, when it's so hot and you're just so wilted and you're like, oh, there's just so many hours left in the day. I've got to find a way to recharge. That did it. That was our recharge. It was perfect.
Yeah, definitely. And that's kind of the theme. That's what we're looking for, is that recharge location.
I'm going to give you, I got one in Tomorrowland, but also I got one more, actually it's still on Main Street that I forgot about.
Oh, sure.
Yep. The little area right behind Casey's where the baby care center is, that's typically a quiet little area. Now, I've seen it busy if you get overflow from Casey's, but I've also seen it, there's a bunch of benches and stuff back there, and I'm talking more toward the back.
Sure.
So that area can be nice, too. You just got to play it by ear.
Did you go there over spring break by any chance?
No.
It's not a great area during the really, really cold
times.
No,
right, you're right.
It was real busy back there. We had to go back and get a Band-Aid.
I can imagine it could get busy. But
I think there are a few of those that are like this, though. Like, they are great places to, I'm thinking of several at each park. They're great places to sit and relax, and there's nobody there. But when the park's so busy that there are people in every crevice, then they're awful because nobody can move in those places.
Right.
So, I mean, they're going to be... It's going to depend on the crowds, for sure. But
the thing off of Main Street, still, even crowd calendar, crowds of 10, the side street was still empty.
The other one in Tomorrowland I was thinking about is the walkway, the back walkway. That takes from Tomorrowland to the new Fantasyland.
Fantasyland.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
The only bad thing about that is there's actually two smoking areas.
Mm-hmm.
Along that path, there's one right behind Space Mountain, then one a little further down where the little dog walking area is. But, I mean, in between that, I mean, you could definitely avoid those areas. But that path is usually pretty quiet, and if you're lucky enough to be sitting there, you might even see the train go by.
Yeah, it's a good one. Similarly, we were just talking about the crowds, and my other Tomorrowland one, and this, you guys have to hear me out on this, which is exactly what I said I wrote about this at one point. Like, during meal times, it's the worst place to be on the history of the world, I think. And I'm talking about cosmic rays. But when it's not meal time, there will be five people standing in there, and Sunny Eclipse is still doing his thing because the creature has endless energy, right? And so
he's still
doing his things. I know, he never stops. And, like, my kids will love, like, they'll just go in there and dance because there's this great open area right in front of it, and it's air conditioned.
Sure.
And so that's one that's exactly
that's
like
too.
You said. Like, it is the opposite of relaxing all hours of mealtime, but when it's not mealtime, it's a good one.
Good one.
Yeah.
Very
awesome.
Nice.
Okay. Well, any more for Tomorrowland?
No.
As we keep on walking, we're going to be walking into Fantasyland now. And Fantasyland, I was trying to think of a really nice quiet area, and with everything going on with the Seven Dwarfs on the right side now and Winnie the Pooh on the left and such, I'm not thinking of too many really quiet areas up until we get to the other side of the carousel.
Let me think about
and
this
even then,
for a minute.
Yeah, see, the Tangled charging area used to be empty, and sometimes it is, and this is another one of those that's like hit or miss, but it's not really, that's one of those like, you're right, there aren't very many options, so that might be your best option.
So the last time me, Ed, Sam, and John were together, we were in that. Now, this was late, so the park was pretty empty, but we were there, and we were like the only ones sitting in that little area. So I agree. Sometimes that can be a decent place.
Sure. I mean, I made it through Fantasyland without coming up with a good spot. The first one I come to is actually entering Liberty Square and the second floor of the Columbia Harbor House.
Yes, yeah.
Where it's, even on spring break, the second floor was still relatively uncrowded.
I don't think people know it's there.
I agree. Well,
sure,
and the steps are, I mean, the steps are kind of far to either side or covered with people standing in front of them. And then if you have strollers and stuff, then you're just not going to navigate them. So
sure.
Right. I wonder if they have an elevator in there. I never recognized or saw one. I got to imagine they have to.
Oh, there definitely is. There definitely is. There was somebody getting off the elevator. When you come right up, I'm almost positive when you come up the stairs, it's right there. Now, where it is on the bottom, I'm not quite sure, but I'm almost positive somebody was getting off the elevator.
Oh, maybe that's to the left of the lines, to the left of the counter.
Yeah.
We'll have to look next time we're down there. Okay, so we're in Liberty Square.
Ooh.
And
did we pass all the way around, like, New Fantasyland?
Well, that's what I'm saying. New Fantasyland, Fantasyland, where else do we want to stop? Where's another quiet area?
Well,
can we tell that yet?
Are you going to Storybook Circus, Charlotte?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead. Go with that one.
Yeah, there's some nice quiet places back there in Storybook Circus. If it's super crowded, of course, like we've stayed in
it's
for everything,
tough anywhere,
it's tough anywhere. But there are some, even on low crowd days, the little water area is so nice to kind of sit back away on the little benches and just watch the water with no one even playing in it. It's very relaxing and nice. And also, when you go towards Gaston's, it can be very quiet over there, and there is a little area tucked back between Belle's store and Gaston's Tavern where the restrooms are, which is kind of quiet back there, too.
Yeah, that's
Isn't there a little area, too, right behind, like, Pinocchio's Village House?
I think that's the same.
That whole outdoor eating area where there used to be a coffee place back behind where Dumbo used to be.
That's pretty quiet, huh?
Relatively so.
The other one in Storybook Circus is where the Fast Pass machines used to be near Pete's Sideshow. And now it is another charging area. But unlike the Tangled one that has a tower and it's equally wonderfully themed, but it's kind of just back. I mean, Storybook Circus as a whole is sort of off the beaten path. And so, and it's at the back of Storybook Circus. So that one is way more often not crowded. So.
Right.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So we found a great one in Liberty Square on this past trip, and it's hit or miss because sometimes they use it as an extra fast pass kiosk place. They'll have cast members in there with tablets, but it's at the exit of the Hall of Presidents. It used to be the store, the little patriotic store.
And then it was a kiosk, right, at first? I mean, like...
I don't know if they ever had actual kiosks in there. At one time, they were using it for Tiana's meeting place.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Tiana was there back at...
But they moved her out to
Halloween
her little...
Halloween party last year.
They moved her back out to the little gazebo area. So this past trip, when we went in there, and there was nobody. There's some tables in there, so you can go get the fruit and Nutella waffle and just sit in there. And another cool tip is that... there's like some shelves and stuff on there with like some greenery and stuff from when it was a store, where there's a little strip that almost runs around the whole store along the wall that has little plugs.
Awesome.
So I guess the cabinets themselves are plugged into one plug and there's a strip back there. So you can just, so it was really, really neat. And you
That's
could
really
go
cool.
grab a waffle and sit in there and
that's a good one.
It's air conditioned.
Nice.
So
very nice.
Really good one.
You know, I mentioned not doing, attractions, and of course part of the reason I said that was a good choice is because there's always like the joke, I mean, even in under new management Tiki Room, like, there's a joke about resting in the Hall of Presidents. And while it's actually a great show, I saw it again for the first time in ages on our last trip, the like rotunda area in front of it, like before you go in, is really, I mean, until it's right before a show is about to start, so you have a good 15 minutes where there's nobody there because it hasn't started filling back up again. I think that's a disclaimer for the whole show, right? Well, that's probably true because it was so hot too. But there's benches in there. The only problem is if you have loud kids in there, your own or otherwise, it takes like one kid before it's super loud.
Yeah.
Right.
And you actually said something that brought up another thought. You mentioned benches inside there. Something that one of her friends who goes to the parks a lot, John, mentioned was that he's noticing that the benches are actually disappearing in a lot of the parks. And he said especially the Magic Kingdom, where there's not as many benches as there were before. So for co-hosts and for everybody else listening to the show, the next time you do go to the parks, just kind of keep your eyes open and notice that. Like, you remember actually kind of having benches all along Main Street at one point, or at least around where the hub was. And there's just really not that many benches anymore.
Yeah.
Bring back the benches. I think we need a petition.
Yeah, right.
Just looking at the map, I got one more quick one in New Fantasyland.
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of a good place to just go take pictures and stuff that's pretty quiet, is the bridge that goes to Be Our Guest.
Oh, true. You're right. Mm-hmm. You're right. But you can't get on the bridge unless you have the reservation.
I bet if you tell them that you just go and take pictures on the bridge, like of the waterfall and all, I bet they'd let you go pass by.
Probably depending on crowds.
Probably break. Not during spring break.
Right.
Okay. So we're moving on to Frontierland. And at Frontierland, there's a couple rocking chairs on perhaps some of the boardwalk in front of the stores. And the only other thing I could think of Frontierland was Tom Sawyer Island.
Oh, that's like the quintessential Disney World rest place. Like, that is it.
Yeah. Yes.
Sure.
There's so many places there, and it's so quiet.
It's better if Aunt Polly's was open, but...
Well, and I disagree. I disagree in the regard in that the last time we were down there on spring break, yeah, this was the best, like, 20 minutes, half hour we had in that we were over at Aunt Polly's. And it was closed, but they have the umbrellas outside with the tables
and the
chairs. Yep. And we were able to sit down, and there's a nice breeze blowing off the water. Watched the steamboat go right by us, which was awesome. Got to watch all the people online for Haunted Mansion down lined up along the river because the line wasn't long enough up on top, so they had to reroute them. And we actually got to watch the daytime parade go by, too.
That's really cool.
Which was very clear to see. I mean, it was a little distant. But you know what? We heard the music crystal clear. We could see everything going on the parade floats. And we weren't standing behind anybody trying to see it.
Very nice. We love that.
So we had a really good time.
The little barrel. I have so many pictures, especially before we had kids, where we'd go. There used to be a checkers table outside of like one of the shops like in the main thoroughfare of Frontierland. I don't know that that's still there. But there is still like the barrel with just different, like, yeah, checkers games and things like that. So we have these pictures that are so funny. We're just, like, sitting in the middle of Walt Disney World playing checkers, like, which is, it's just, it's like the, you know, you don't expect You don't need a vacation from that vacation if you sit down for a half hour and do
right.
Oh, yeah. They have a checkerboard in front of the shooting gallery. Or
that's
they,
where
they
it was. Yeah, yeah. I don't know if it's still there
gotcha.
Or not. But.
There's another area out in front. Well, there's two, actually, by Thunder Mountain. There's one right when you exit Thunder Mountain. There's a platform right there where people can go and watch the train come by, which is obviously not quiet because of Thunder Mountain, but it's not a lot of people there. You still a place you could sit and relax and get great views. And then across the pathway from that, right down by the water, again, that's a smoking area. So I guess that's one of the problems with the quiet areas. That's where
I feel
they
like
make
that's
the smoking areas.
That's worth noting, though, that we're talking about quiet and relaxing and rest, and we're not really differentiating, nor I don't think we need to, but some of these are going to be like quiet places where somebody, a child could sleep or something, and others of them are just going to be less overwhelming, less stimulating,
right,
less congested, less hot, somewhere to sit down, somewhere to people watch. So yeah, some of these that we mentioned, somebody might be listening like, that is not quiet or that is not, you know, restful, but it's just out of the way. Like little places to just take everything.
Right. You're not fighting the crowd for like 5-10 minutes
right,
at least or something.
Yeah, and to me, that's a great place to sit and relax is, you know, at the foot of the exit to Big Thunder. As long as there's not a lot of people there, I don't mind watching the train go by, you know, once every 2 minutes.
And that's the only thing is that you'd have to go on Big Thunder to go down there because, to be honest with you, if I don't have fast passes for either of those rides at that time of the day, I'm not going to go down that little spur because that is nightmare crowd.
Oh, God, that bridge that goes from
by Splash.
Yeah, right by Splash. That's
Oh, yeah.
That's terrible.
That is probably one of the most congested other than Fantasyland coming down toward the riverboat and Haunted Mansion.
Yeah.
But that other area gets really congested fast.
I'll tell you, Ed, you mentioned the rocking chairs, and I thought you were going to take my favorite one. When my girls were little, this would be our go-to nap place in the Magic Kingdom. And the problem is you have to kind of, like, watch them like a hawk and then swoop in when it's open. There are two rocking chairs in the Briar Patch store at Splash Mountain.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
and they just sit, like, kind of at the front of the store. But people do have to pass through there to exit. But it's not like there's big groups of people since they're, you know, it's like a constantly loading.
Trickle out.
And there's nice, like, music playing. And we would just sit there for, like, an hour when my kids slept. It was great. But there are literally two of them. So if somebody is sitting there with a kid sleeping, then you're not going to get it.
That's not a typically busy store either. So
It's not like the Emporium. Right.
Right.
Yeah, and it's they're just kind of sitting there, and I feel like people don't really even notice them. So we loved those.
Good one.
Nice. Okay, well, we're in Frontierland, so we're going to kind of take a left into Adventureland. And thinking of Adventureland, not too many things come to mind. The benches that used to be across from the Dole Whip place in front of the Swiss Family were kind of nice. It was like a long row of lava benches that usually weren't that crowded. other than oh, and then the restaurant used to be underneath where the restaurant is now.
That was my favorite one, that gazebo like area.
Right. They used to have a whole slew of tables under there that were never used. That was really nice.
I would kind of go with same thing Jennifer said about Cosmic Rays. If you go into Pecos Bills and it's not food time, there's all kind of little rooms in there that you can duck off in. And
oh, I was amazed at how many rooms are in Pecos Bills.
It's a bunch.
Really.
It's a big place.
It just keeps going back, but it shares its rooms then with the
the other
place. The what's the place on the other side? Tortuga?
Yeah, Tortuga Tavern. Which they don't ever open at the same time, though.
Sometimes.
Oh, yeah? Okay, when we were there, they alternated. Like, Pecos was open on certain days at certain times, and when it was closed, Tortuga was open. I don't know.
My favorite rest spot in Adventureland is still intact, and it is people walk by it all the time. And actually, it's a little busier now that there are Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom. I say now, for the last, 5 or 10 years, that there are Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom stations back there. But if you're going, like, say you're coming from Main Street and you're walking toward the flying carpets, to your right, where the Agrabah Bazaar is, there's these little round benches kind of set in the wall. There's like a half wall as you walk that kind of separates the store from the walkway.
Right by
and
the
back side
store.
Of those are these like nice cool just past the sunglass store, there's nice cool like stone benches that are quiet because it's tucked behind this big wall, and we like those a lot. And people don't seem to find those, or I guess just aren't looking to sit down, right? You're not looking at anything. I mean, you're looking at
like
the store. So there's nothing to watch, but
there's like a walkway from like where the sunglass store is to that other store, but it's off of the – it's separated from the main walkway.
Yeah, and that wall that separates it is like benches, which is really nice.
That's
like
– oh, check that out.
There is a place over by Pirates of the Caribbean around the building if you're coming from Jungle Cruise. Before you get to Pirates, on your left-hand side, there's a little alleyway down there, and probably a door back there for cast members to go in and out. But they've put that the Sorcerers, the Magic Kingdom, and the other game, the Pirates game.
Yeah, there's we were down there with the Pirates.
Down there, but there's some nice benches and places to also sit over there, little stone fountain to kind of sit upon. And so we checked that out when we were there in March and pulled to the side and sat there for probably 15 minutes trying to just, you know, eat a Dole Whip and get out of the way of people for a little bit.
I was going to say also on the opposite side of Pirates.
Yes.
There's a little alleyway to the bathroom. Sometimes that can be very quiet. I've seen it busy, but I've also seen it where nobody was there.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. So we're moving out of Adventureland and we're back to the front of the Magic Kingdom. And we're going to pause here for a minute for a couple of things. The first one is the railroad, the train around the park. This could be a really good way to get a break.
Yes.
Get on the train, because you can get on the train at different parts of the park. I think this is what Epcot really is missing, is a way to get from America to Spaceship Earth without having to walk that whole distance. And what you could do on the Magic Kingdom is jump on the train in Fantasyland or jump on the train over in Frontierland and just take it to the front of the park. Another cool thing, and this we were talking about this before the show, was the boats from the Magic Kingdom. I had thought about the monorail, but with the amount of stoppages it has on the monorail tracks now, I can't really say that anymore. But the boats to any of the resorts, it's a really nice little trip.
Absolutely.
And I don't think they're checking for resort membership, like you're staying at the resort. Even if they did, you'd be saying you're eating at a restaurant over there anyway.
I don't think that's an issue at all.
And taking the boat to Fort Wilderness or to the Contemporary or the Wilderness Lodge, it's a very nice little trip across the lake. You get to cross the water bridge by the Contemporary, which is very cool. And it's usually nice. It's a nice little cool ride. If it is a cool time of the year, though, I would not take the boat at all. It gets very cold out on the lake. But otherwise,
I always take the boat.
It's
cold. You can be inside. The doors, they have doors and windows that shut. It's not.
It depends on the boat. No, they have either the two types of boats, and depending on which boat you're in, yeah, definitely.
Well,
but they have the little Steamboat Willie type boats or Steamboat Mickey boats that don't have any sides to them.
The little friendship boats.
Floridian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those.
The Floridian and the Polynesian. And then you're right, they have those bigger boats that go further.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of look like the boats over at Epcot, don't they? The bigger ones?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
One, I think it's worth mentioning before we head out, and we can talk about this with each park, just where Jimmy mentioned where the baby care center is, kind of back near, just past Crystal Palace, but or between Casey's and Crystal Palace. But that is, granted, I think it would be weird if you went in without young children. But even if you don't have a diaper to change or nursing to do or whatever, if you have kids, they have usually cartoons and little toys and air conditioning and just a really – that was our favorite, like – hidden gem, because there's full-size changing tables. We talked about this before, I think, with the bathrooms episode. Full-size changing tables, little potties for kids who are potty training. Like, it's got everything. That's a really great place, too, if it's, you know, appropriate for your family.
It is wonderful.
Awesome. Okay, well, I'll tell you what. No matter what I just said about the monorail, the one track I will get onto, though, is the track to Epcot.
Yeah.
You know? At least we have about maybe 10, 15 minutes of straight traveling on the track before you get to close to the station at Epcot. And so let's go over to Epcot and relax over there now.
We could talk about a lot of things in Epcot.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. But what we're looking for, mainly the areas that when it's really crowded, we can basically be assured that it's not going to be as crowded and it's going to give us a break. We'll start with Future World, and we'll just walk back to the countries in the back of the park.
A couple in Future World. The biggest one that I think would appeal to a lot of people, if you're inside the Seas Pavilion, whether you ride Nemo and come through it or you just enter through the doors, you know, downstairs has that play area and Turtle Talk and the Exit of Nemo and all these things going on. And then you go upstairs, and I cannot tell you how few people are usually up there. I've seen people like watch us get on the escalator and they're like, can you go up there? You're like, I mean, people just don't even know that you can go up there. And then you go up and you see, you know, even bigger aquariums and feeding shows and just some really, it's not, you know, interactive and highly, you know, technologically advanced, but it is quiet and there's some really beautiful things to see up there.
There's nothing cooler than when you go upstairs and can walk in that little circle, like, you know, where you go down through the tank and make the circle.
Yeah, it's so nice.
Very cool.
Very cool. And you can watch the manatees from up above.
Yep.
Yes.
And
so
below.
So it's kind of cool up there. Yep. So that's not a bad one.
Training.
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Oh, when they do the dolphins, you know, that typically is crowded, but it's so fantastic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, coming out from the Living Seas, we're going to pass the land, and at this point with Soaring closed, this is probably one of the quietest areas you can go to and have a very, very good meal. So we'll throw that out there for the next couple of weeks.
If you're Sam and you don't care about walls, I bet if you go in the theater for what's that movie there?
Like Circle of Life.
Yeah, I bet it's real quiet in there.
I'm sure it is.
Now, another cool place at this point, since we're mentioning Epcot locations that are right now very quiet and won't be soon, basically Interventions on both sides have a number of areas that are pretty much quiet because there's not a lot going on. But even when there are exhibits and Interventions, there's a couple different lounge areas that are basically wide open areas that have couches and chairs that you can kind of bring the stroller up, relax, and just kind of chill out for a little bit.
Yep.
Yes, I left my phone on one of those benches on our trip in March. We had come out of Colortopia, gone over to one of the little lounge areas and sat down on the bench, regrouping, and I got up and walked away and did not notice that I did not have my phone for like 40 minutes. We were busy, you know, doing our thing, and I was not attached to my phone. And when we retraced our steps and I figured out where it was, a cast member had picked it up immediately and took it immediately to the front. So they were wonderful about it. But I was so relaxed over there, I forgot my phone.
Hey, Charlotte, on a side note, how fantastic is Colortopia?
It was great. It was really cool.
And I bet a lot of people walk right by that attraction because you don't understand how cool it's going to be until you actually go through it.
Well, people walk right by Some of All Thrills and don't know what it is.
Yeah, true. Good point.
And then you're like, do you not realize that what that is?
It's like one of the most thrilling rides in all of Epcot.
So.
Yeah, seriously, it is.
Right.
You can't go upside down anywhere else.
That's right.
Sure.
Okay, now I was thinking behind Innoventions on the way over to Ellen's Energy Adventure and the Wonders of Life Pavilion, mm-hmm. that entire area never seems to get crowded.
Very quiet.
From Mission Space to the right, going to our test track, it's very crowded. But from the left
from
side...
From Mission Space the other way, yeah.
Yeah, and they do have a coffee place back there. And there is a lot of tree cover. And so that's a definitely nice little area at Epcot to chill out.
And you're right. It seems like from Mission Space to the right, I mean, all in front of test track, all the way up to like that entrance to Mouse Gear and by the bathrooms right there behind Mouse Gear. That's always, always congested. And the other side is just, like, so empty.
It's a good place for pictures, too, that the Mission Space. Oh, yeah. So if you're coming out of the Mission Space and you see the big art icon thing there, and then you can see Spaceship Earth also in the background of that. So it makes for some really good pictures, especially if your kids are wearing their Star Wars clothes.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Okay, so Future World. Anybody else have something? I have one more, please.
I do. I have a couple that are right next to one another, and I might end up stealing yours. But
Go for it.
In the hallway outside of like Club Cool and that connects to Fountain View, there are tables there now. So during the festivals, they actually get busy. But when there's not a food and wine or flower and garden going on, that can still be a good area. And I love the music there, which we've talked about before and gigged out over. But great bathrooms there, too.
Are we talking about the little area where we greeted
the
staff?
Where we met for the first... Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that is a great place.
And then right outside of there is the Melody Gardens, which I sang at in high school, and then they disappeared because they took that program away, and then they were back again. And every now and then you'll see somebody singing back there, but most of the time it's like this little amphitheater with nothing going on.
Yeah.
I say amphitheater, it's pretty loosely, but bench seating or whatever, like bench seating, yeah. But it's kind of tucked away with like literally little gardens there, and it's a great place to sit because 99% of the time there's nothing going on there. So.
Yep, that's a good one.
Nice.
There used to be just one like lone bench in that area that where the little bathrooms and all are, that little hallway. Last time there were tables in there, but there used to just be one purple bench.
Oh, that's right, because
there wasn't a bench at all.
I used to lay on
it. I was thinking, the scavenger hunt, weren't we, like, sitting on the floor and stuff
that?
Yeah,
sitting on the floors and,
Or grating against, they had, like,
trash bin.
They had, like, ledges on the windows that you could sit on or something like that. Well, whatever. It was air conditioning in that area, like, space was incredible.
Yep.
Isn't that where the line goes now for the character meets?
No, it's on the other side.
Gotcha.
It is where they had... the lithographs for the annual pass holders for the flower and garden.
Oh,
that's in that room, though. Nobody
was in the room off the hallway. I've never even seen that room. I never know there was a room there.
One year they did something else in that room. It was like the history of Epcot or something, where you could go walk around and it was like all kind of pictures and stuff on the wall. And just the whole presentation.
Cool.
It was something that had to be, I guess.
It was a timeline.
Yeah,
it was
the timeline of Epcot.
The timeline's still out there, isn't it? Or is it gone?
I don't think that's there anymore.
Oh, I love that.
Well, I'll let you know in a couple weeks.
Thanks.
We went in there, and I don't remember, but we went in there and got one of the lithographs.
One of the timeline, I think, was out in the hallway.
In the hallway, wasn't it?
Yes. Yep.
So hopefully it's still
It was out in the main area.
I think it's still there.
But to be honest with you, like I said, I don't remember seeing it the last time.
I know. I kind of wonder.
But we'll see. Okay, so how about anywhere else in Future World?
Yeah, fountains. The upside down waterfall and the fountains up by.
Oh, yeah.
The old Imagination Pavilion.
Imagination Pavilion.
A good one.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Although it does get kind of crowded when the movie dumps out up top there.
What movie?
Or if it's. Isn't there a movie in the theater?
Oh, there's like a Pixar. Yeah, there's something there. Sure. I don't think it's enough people to make it crowded that go to that.
Though. Well, yeah, it's just something to think about where you're not going to be able to put a stroller and like sit down, I think.
Yeah, there's a quiet little area. The back area of Imagination.
Yeah.
Where the restrooms are down there. It's kind of quiet down there.
Yeah.
Similar, there's also that little pathway behind Coral Reef that has, there's, like I said, there's bathrooms back there, and they are, I don't know that there's like benches or anything, but it at least is a pathway.
Somewhere quiet.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Ed's holding on to one.
No,
feel it.
No, I'm not.
He's got one.
I was just saying, now as we start moving over to World Showcase, there's a number of pathways that lead over to there where they have some of the exhibits during food and wine that now that they don't have the food and wine set up, they still have benches and things like that. I'm thinking kind of where the hibiscus drink was.
Yeah.
And there was also, I guess, where was it Puerto Rico?
Was that Puerto Rico there? Mm-hmm.
And because that was a little off the main paths also. So that was kind of cool in there.
Like the rose pathway, yeah, off there.
Yeah, and where the butterfly exhibit was during Flower and Garden. So there's all these different like pathways that lead from Future World over to the World Showcase. So they're kind of nice. There's still pathways. You're not going to relax too much. And also the Odyssey building. That's a nice little walk to get over toward the Mexico side. And that doesn't seem to be too crowded, and they do have benches out there, too. It's direct sun, so it doesn't give you any cooling, but it's a nice place you can kind of relax.
I think there are even some benches around the outside of the Odyssey. If not, there's some planters and stuff out there that you can sit.
And the baby care center's over there.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I did not know that.
Yep.
Cool.
On the back side of the Odyssey, yeah.
On the back side. Mm-hmm.
Right. So now I was thinking about World Showcase, and I don't know. I just came up with two countries that it never fails that if you actually go into the country and go back to the back of the country, there's not going to be a lot of people there. The two countries I came up with for that was China and Morocco.
Oh, interesting. Actually, different ones.
And now that I'm thinking about it, maybe the UK if the band's not playing in the
and
back.
Canada. Yeah.
Well, see, now Canada I thought about, but then everybody's still kind of going back there to get on to or go see the Circle Vision back there.
Not if
Canada.
You go up top.
Yeah, go up the steps.
Yeah, if you go up top, there's nobody there ever.
Right.
Gotcha. Okay, so, yep.
I've never been up top. Very good clip.
Nice. Oh, there's some waterfalls and stuff. There's some great views.
A little, like, storefront that's cute, yeah.
That is actually one of the places that you can choose to get married if you do a Disney wedding.
The in-park wedding's cool.
There's, like, the wedding pavilion. There's the place at the boardwalk, Canada, and there's one other one. But that's one of the up the thing and right by the waterfalls and all. So it's beautiful.
So that's probably because you came up with different ones than I did even. I had two and they were completely different. That's probably just an overall tip, which is good because we could talk about a million places. But is just don't just like skim the front, like World Showcase Promenade. Like don't just walk across there and maybe duck in the first little store.
Right.
Most of those pavilions go back pretty deep and I just don't think people spend a lot of time there.
Yeah, I was thinking up the stairs like In Japan,
yep, yeah.
Yeah, if you follow that little garden trail up there, outside the quick service restaurant, there's some tables up there. That's beautiful. Yeah, beautiful.
Japanese gardens are beautiful.
Yeah, sure. And going straight back in the Japanese exhibit, you go through the entranceway to the castle, and back there, there's always an exhibit. The last time, for the last couple of years, it's been an anime exhibit. And it's basically at the end of the store. If you went all the way through the store, at the end of it to the left.
One time it was like little 10 toys.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now it's like a pop culture something. It's really kind of like that too.
And it's always very quiet in there. It's always very, very cool.
Oh, you know, another one is in Morocco.
Mm-hmm. The museum, or that
little museum.
That
yeah, if you go in there, like nobody's. We went there, nobody was in there.
Ever.
They got a guy like, on a horse that's all decked out with jewelry and all. And
well, you can't see by the door that it's a door you're supposed to open.
That's right.
I mean,
yeah,
it looks like it's the exhibit. So, but even so, going back to Morocco to where the restaurant is, it doesn't seem like a lot of traffic makes it back that far either. So,
Aladdin and Jasmine are back there now. So, and have been for a little while, but I
take
think
that back.
I think they're meeting there more. They
I still didn't
there
feel
for
like
a while.
It was terribly busy back there, though.
But they meet there more regularly. Yeah.
Right. But now, as opposed to being. Too. I'm sorry?
Inside the Stave Church in Norway?
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, right. It's another place
it's another
people aren't
think
sure
they
can
get in, right?
Exactly.
Don't pull
exactly.
on the door.
So now, I was thinking of just because I really didn't come up with too many other places that stay empty in World Showcase enough to kind of relax. Maybe on the water in Italy, where the fireworks show has the reserved area, reserved seating. Sometimes I guess that would be a nice area because there's not a lot of people walking through. You don't really get anywhere there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Taking the boats at Epcot is another good thought, where you just need a break. Take a boat. Get on one of the boats across the lake and don't get off on the other side and come right back.
Yep.
It's a good like 15-minute air-conditioned ride.
Yep.
on the walkway going towards the International Gateway, and but there's a lot of benches down there. There's a lot of places to kind of pull to the side.
It's wide.
Shade. It's wide. I've definitely seen people pulled with their strollers, either nursing or, you know, baby sleeping, nice, quiet, because there's not a lot of people coming in and out those gates down there.
The only problem with that one is I can't get that close to the Rose and Crown pub without actually going to the Rose and Crown pub.
I actually have sat on those benches and, like, written, like, done work, because it also is the best soundtrack that's playing over there.
Oh, yeah.
The area music is basically, it's similar to like the pre-Illuminations, but not quite as like upbeat, but it's just like a sampling of music from all around the area, which is so cool.
Very nice.
Excellent.
This is not nearly as good as the other ones we mentioned, but again, with the kind of like Hall of Presidents in the Magic Kingdom, between shows of the American Adventure, that pavilion kind of, where you would exit from the show in the American Adventure Pavilion, is beautiful. You can catch the Voices of Liberty singing, which isn't quiet, but it's certainly relaxing and enjoyable. So that's
and
kind of
a
nice
little
place.
That little exhibit that's in there too.
Yeah.
With the lanterns that they get, the little lanterns that they show you. It's very, very cool.
Oh, sure.
That's very cool.
Yeah. And
then you mentioned
quiet.
And actually, in that same vein, I got to throw China out there again, because when you go inside China, you go into that really nice waiting area where you're waiting to get into the movie, but then also to the left, you have the terracotta soldiers.
Yep.
And so it's another museum in there, too, that does not really ever get that crowded, because not a lot of people know it's there first or actually want to spend time at Epcot looking around inside a museum.
I think we have one of our co-hosts that's a big fan of those terracotta soldiers.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, me.
Yeah. Ed has one.
But I haven't seen them in a long time.
I have one in my office, yeah, definitely.
Well, you mentioned the benches at Italy, and those are kind of, they're great if they're not, like, blocked off, like the dessert pavilion area. For whatever reason, and I don't know, this is just totally anecdotal, but the benches in front of Germany, like across from the Carmel Kujak, across from all of the Germany shops, they're, again, kind of like on the backside of a wall and the backside of some trees, and they're wide out in the open, but we've had some really good luck there. We've had really good luck. The birds, there are birds that bother you like everywhere else in World Showcase, but not a lot of people. So, again, maybe we just got lucky, but it's worth a shot.
And it's right next to the Grapefruit Beer Cart.
And it looks over the the lagoon. It's beautiful. So, yeah.
And if you actually keep the lake to your left as you're walking and Germany to your right, as you're coming around the corner, you have the African little outpost there. But on the other side of that, as you go around the corner, there's a bunch of tables that are on that whole corner as they lead up to the bridge where the illumination floats come out from. So that whole area, too, I mean, people don't walk through where those tables are. So it is kind of like a kind of an oasis off the side there where you can sit, relax if there's, you know, if they're empty.
Throughout World Showcase along the lake, like in Italy or places where they put the dessert parties, if they're not roped off, you're more than welcome to go up there and sit down and relax.
Yeah.
You never see anybody over, especially the Italy one. I'm like, there's no ropes. Go sit there. It's nice. It's beautiful and relaxing. And if it's not roped off, definitely go over there and sit down.
Yeah.
Cool.
You're good. You said Oasis, Ed. I can't wait to get to the Animal Kingdom relaxing spots, but I feel like we've...
Yeah,
we might have overstayed our welcome.
Yeah,
people might need to relax.
Oh, I understand that. And it's going to be funny because we have Animal Kingdom and Hollywood Studios left. And out of all the parks, those two have so much going on construction-wise that it's going to be interesting to see exactly what areas are still left that you can kind of relax in. So you know what we're going to do? Let's actually come back for part two of the show. And what we're going to do is those two parks, and then we're also going to probably add in some of the resorts.
Yay.
Now, each of the resorts have their really, really special areas to them that it's almost worth a ride or a bus trip just to go see that area, resort hopping, so to speak. So I think we're going to save off and do that. However, in the meanwhile, we want you to send us some of your favorite spots in the Magic Kingdom and Epcot, and even for the other parks. Help us get ready for that next show. And send us those ideas, and Jimmy's going to tell you to where.
You can shoot us a message or post on our Facebook page, the Disney Nerds Podcast. You can email us, the Disney Nerds Podcast at yahoo.com. Follow us on Twitter at the Disney Nerds and on Instagram at the Disney Nerds Podcast. And don't forget to join the group, Disney Nerds. It's all caps. And we've got about 19,000 members. So when you ask a question there or state an opinion, you get a lot of feedback.
Okay, well, that's it for show number 135, guys. Thanks for listening. We really appreciate you being out there. For Jimmy, Charlotte, Jen, and Sam, hey, guy, we miss you. This is Ed, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Quaharini.
Just keep swimming.
Gungaloosh.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee.